Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn page, what is it, Kuftas Vav Amud Beis, I think we're up to, is that we're holding? We did Sif Beis yesterday, or we're up to Sif Beis? We're up to Sif Beis? Okay, so today we're going to do Kuftas Vav Amud Aleph. I guess we're up to Sif Beis in Simin Shin Yod Aleph. Again, these are the dinim of a mace and other issues of Tiltul Menatzad. So says the Shulchan Aruch, mace, this starts on the bottom of page 228. Mace is Sriach Bebayis, Venimtza Misbaza Benachayim, Vehem Misbaza Mimenu. If you have a body that is starting to smell really bad in the house, and it's a Bizayin a mace, and the people are suffering Bizayinus from being around this mace, says the Ramah, and some say that even if it's not yet decomposed, but it's starting to get to that point, so that's a machlokas mechaber Ramah, whether it has to already be at that point or just at the starting to get to that point. So in those cases, mutalotil the carmelis, you're allowed to carry the mace out to a carmelis, meaning previously we discussed moving the mace from one spot to another spot within a particular room. Now we're talking about moving it out to a different rishus. So you're allowed to move it to a different rishus. However, says Shulchan Aruch, if you have somewhere else to go and you don't have to stay in that room where the mace happens to be, so why would you carry the mace to a carmelis? Just go somewhere else. Go somewhere where it will be more pleasant for you. You leave the mace where he is and you go. And some say that you're only allowed to carry the mace out to a carmelis with the aid of a kikar otinok that we spoke about yesterday, putting a loaf of bread or a tinok on the mace in order to allow for moving him. Someone told me today that the story was going around Washington Heights, that when Rabbi Breuer, Zichrono Levracha, passed away, he died during Sfira, that the night that he passed away, he counted Sfira without a bracha, and they found a bread in his pocket, which is a very un-yucky thing to do, to put bread in your pocket. So why did he do that? So they said that he counted Sfira without a bracha because he knew he was going to die that day, so he wasn't going to have tamimos. So it wasn't going to be a full day. And he put bread in his pocket because it was Shabbos, and he knew that if he died on Shabbos, the only way they'd be able to move the body is al yidei kikar o tinok. So he put bread in the pocket. I don't know if it's a true story. I suspect it's not, but that's the story they say of the kikar o tinok. So some say that even when you're carrying out to a carmelis, remember the difference between moving the mace within a house and carrying to a carmelis is moving within a house is a mukta issue. Carrying to a carmelis is a hotza'a issue. So kikar otinok solves mukta, but it creates a bigger problem of hotza'a because now you're not only carrying the mace, you're also carrying the kikar otinok into the carmelis. So v'yesh mishomer shekol shomatzil the carmelis mutav lotzi shaloba kikar otinok kedei lemaid bahotza'a, that if you're taking them out to a carmelis, better not use a kikar otinok because you don't want to do too much hotza'a. V'yesh mishamatzil and some say you can even bring the mace out to Rishus Rabim, but you can only use a tinok, not a kikar, for that. And the same is true if there's some other type of bizayon that the mace is in. Like you're on a boat and the non-Jews are gathering there. And similar such situations, says the Ramah, meaning not only can you move the mace by utilizing a kikar otinok, you could just ask a non-Jew to move the mace and that would be fine as well. Not only that, we are more makil to do amira l'nachri than we would be to use a kikar otinok. I mean, there are circumstances where kikar otinok does not work. For example, where you're trying to move the mace because there are kohanim that can't be there because of the mace, so that you're not allowed to utilize a kikar otinok to save the kohanim. But you are allowed to utilize an Yehudi to save the Kohanim. And he says, that I've seen people being knowing this way when there's a Tzorach Mitzvah, or there's a Chasana where they need to move the mace for those reasons. So says the Mishabur Sivkat and Zayin, that the reason you're allowed to move him out into a Carmelis, even though carrying out into a Carmelis is Nisid Rabbanan, the Kavod HaBriyos is Docha, this is Nisid Rabbanan. Umasha kasavim ha'yileh makom hu das ha'rambam. That which the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have somewhere else to be, don't carry the mace, you just go somewhere else. That's the Rambam shita. V'tamo, and the basis of the Rambam is the sphere le'dikar ha'etar m'nei kvod ha'chaim. The Rambam holds the main heter is really for the covenant of the living. Sha'chaim is bazim gam gen alidei sha'mes nisrach v'nisbaza. That it's a bizayin to the chaim to be in a room with a decomposing body, but it's not about the kvod ha'mes, because the kvod ha'mes is not helped when you leave the room. It's only helped when you take care of the mace. But the kvod ha'chaim is helped when you leave the room. So therefore, if you have somewhere else to be, you'll save your kvod ha'chaim problem. But when it's on a boat where there are inum yehudim around, that's going to be, even the Rambam would agree, that's going to be a bizayin ha'mes. As opposed to at the beginning of the sif, where it's just sitting out, and it's not going to be such a big bizayon because it's not a place where a lot of people see it. And plus, since it's already decomposing, so it's not so much more of a bizayon to stay there. It would turn out, though, that according to the Ramah said, even if it's low esriach adayin, but it's omeid lasriach. So that's clearly about the kvod ha'meis and not the kvod ha'chayim. And since that's about the kvod ha'meis and not the kvod ha'chayim, the chayim should not extricate themselves from the situation by just going somewhere else. That only works if your concern is kvod ha'chayim. So if you say like the Ramah, then you have to move the mace and not the chayim. El al yidei kikar, tzad yefshal l'skunei shariyav, el tiltul de'efshal l'skunei al yidei kikar maskinim. Why do we use a kikar otinok? Because if you could do something, you do something to make it better, to make it a better type of tiltul. Mutav lahotzi, so this is going where the Shulchan Aruch said that some say that it's better to do without a kikar otinok so that you're doing less hotza'ah. Ayin bel yirabah sheikhriya kedera rishonim, shem shari boskim sovim kamosa. The yirabah passim is like the first opinion. Umikal makom nir alik, shein lo kikar v'tinok, mutav lahotzi af below kikar v'tinok. Even though we passing like the first opinion that you should use a kikar v'tinok even to carry the mace into a karmelis. If you don't have a kikar v'tinok, do it without a kikar v'tinok. Daftel day or rishona ein echrashul yikuva ein magravam sivkat and chesubel yiraba sivkat zayin. Even though we passing like the first day, but it doesn't mean that that's ma'akev that you have to do it that way, that you have to use a kikar v'tinok. Then we said that there's even an opinion afle rishas harabim that you're allowed to carry the mace to rishas harabim using a tinok but not a kikar. Time with davle melachshin srichel tzarich lugufa. The heter for that is that you assume moving a mace to Rosh Hashanah is a mlach shein tzrich l'gufa. Ta'ein tzarech l'mace. You don't need the mace to be in the Rosh Hashanah. You just need him out of your living room. V'les me'rakis d'rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, d'kaim elin kavasei. And since we pass like Rabbi Shimon, a mlach shein tzrich l'gufa is only nisid d'rabbanan, u'b'mace l'gazim, m'nei kvod abrios. And because of kvod abrios, they were not gozer on this nisid d'rabbanan for a mace. Aval hadei arishon esvir lah. But the first opinion that holds that you're not allowed to take him out into Rosh Hashanah holds, d'lo etiru el karmis, d'les le'ikor b'daraisa. You're allowed to carry him to a karmelis because that doesn't even touch upon an isidar raisa. It doesn't even come close to a dar raisa. Mashenkin bazed the shame alocha aleha el shein tzarich lugufa. As opposed to taking him into Rosh Hashanah, granted it's not because you need him in the Rosh Hashanah and therefore it's a malach shein tzrich lugufa, but it's a malacha. It's a real malacha of carrying to Rosh Hashanah. It's just that it's shein tzrich lugufa. So lo hitiraf b'meis. That they were not going to be matir for a meis. Va'ayin betaz v'chein bel yirabah dalach k'teir rishona mishum darbi poskim sovim kamosa. We pass like the first opinion that you're not allowed to carry him into Rosh Hashanah. Upratim lach shein tzrich l'gufa gam kein lo brira duhu pater aleh. Plus, it's not so obvious that we hold that you're pater from lach shein tzrich l'gufa. D'yesha pasuk Rabbi Yehuda mechayev aleh. I'm so sim shen la medalit. Because you should know there's some pretty big rishonim that pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda that you're chayev from lach shein tzrich l'gufa. Namely, the Rambam, like a really big rishon that holds that that you're chayev from lach shein tzrich l'gufa. So it's not so pashut that we should be relying on the fact that carrying to Rosh Hashanah is lach shein tzrich l'gufa and therefore is mutter. Al yidei tinok, but we said even that opinion holds only al yidei tinok. Davka kshu gadol ktsas, the tinok has to be a little bit big. The shayich bochaino seyas atzmo, where he's able to move his own body. Velesma bialma rak isid rabbanon, where carrying the child would therefore only be in isid rabbanon. Ubemeis lo gazru, so by the meis they were not gozer. Mashenkin bekatan biyosa. Suppose if it's a little teeny tiny baby who shavel akikar v'chayv alotzah some gufa. If you're carrying a little teeny tiny baby into Rosh Hashanah, you're chayv midar raisa for otzah. Just like carrying a kikar into a Rosh Hashanah. So it only helps to take a tinok rather than a kikar if the tinok is one who can carry himself. He's a chay no seyas atzmo, so carrying him is only in a sidra banan. So this is going on what the Rama said, that you could tell the Neinu Yehudi to move the mace. Just like a Jew can move the mace al yidei kikar v'tinok, a non-Jew can move the mace without a kikar v'tinok. But this sounds like only to a Carmelist. What we're saying is, whatever a Jew can do al yidei kikar v'tinok, you can ask a non-Jew to do without a kikar v'tinok. Well, a Jew is not allowed, we paskin, a Jew is not allowed to take the mace into a Rosh HaSarabim, even al yidei kikar v'tinok. Well, guess what? Then you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to take him into a Rosh HaSarabim without a kikar v'tinok. However, the Eli Rabba sounds not that way, that to do Amiru Lenachri, even to Rosh HaSarabim, is going to be mutter. Litzarech Kohanim, we said, for the sake of Kohanim, kikar v'tinok does not help, but Amiru Lenachri does help. What does it mean, Litzarech Kohanim? That the Kohen wants to stay in the house, and there's a dead body in there. Because we only allow kikar otinok when it's for the sake of the mace, but it's for the sake of a living kohen who just wants to stay in the house. We do not allow kikar otinok. The kasva achronim, the achronim point out the tiltul menatzad. You could flip the mace from one bed to the other in order to get him out, even without a kikar otinok. Meaning, if you need the space where the mace is taking up, namely the house that he's in, you're allowed to do tiltul min hatzad, l'tzorech the space. So that you're allowed to do. When we come back on pain beset, whether you're doing tiltul min hatzad or whether you're asking a nachri to remove the mace, who dafke makroven rotzin, says Mishmur, it only works if the relatives of the mace are okay with that. Where it's not going to be a bizayin a mace, because what difference does it make if you do the tara in that house or a different house? But you cannot force the relatives to remove him from the house that he died in, unless the minig in that town is that they always immediately remove the body from the house to bring him to the funeral home to do a tara like we do. Even if the Beis HaKnesses is connected to where the mace is, and the Kohanim are not going to be allowed to daven, you still can't force the Krovim to let you take the mace out. If the Krovim say, we want the mace to be where he died, and we want the tara to be exactly where he died, you can't do anything about that, and Kohanim will just not daven in shul that Shabbos. Unless it's a nefil where there's no Indian of kavod, yeshom diuchol lechovin lotzim in abayis b'shvel akohanim v'alti afanim amvarim lemaila kol zem zvarim divrei magnuva m'sharachon ma'im ashkaz magnuva al bin yizah. And some say that you can force the relatives to let you take the mace out. Litzoruch mitzvah, and we said that litzoruch mitzvah or chasna, we've seen people knowing to do amir l'nachri, says the Mishabura, d'shvus d'shvus litzoruch mitzvah shari, because d'shvus d'shvus litzoruch mitzvah is mutter, k'delel b'simin shin zayin sifhei, v'ayin sham de litzoruch gadol, chashuv gam kin k'tzoruch mitzvah, olach yishchar rinon hachal yidei in yudi litzoruch kohanim v'chein mashmei agra. And that's why we allow amir l'nachri for the tzoruch of Kohanim. So sometimes you have a case of Kohanim that are very old, where you can't easily remove the Kohanim. It's a base avos. It's a, you know, an old age home or something like, so a nursing home. So Rav Ozner writes in the Tshuva and Shevet Alevi, then you take out the mace on Shabbos al yidei nachri, and if there's no nachri, so it's al yidei kikar otinok, because you have to rely on those shitos that are more makel. Because what are you going to do? Remove all the Kohanim, elderly Kohanim that can't easily move. So in such a case, what else are you going to do? So then you do Amiru L'Nachri. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if there is a decomposing body, so if you have somewhere else to go, that's best, provided that the body is already decomposed and it's not going to be desecrated by Goyim. If there's, meaning it's, if it's a Kavod HaChayim issue. If you don't have somewhere else to go, or it's going to be a Kavod HaMeis issue, so move him to a Carmelis, but it's a Machlokas if it's better or worse to use a Kikar HaTinok when you're moving him to a Carmelis. Gedolus. We paskin better to use a kikar or tinok. Some even allow moving him into Rosh Hasharabim using a tinok that's old enough, but not a kikar. We paskin that you cannot do that because we're not convinced that moving a mace to Rosh Hasharabim is even only an Isser Drabanan, that a Melach Shein Srich Lagufa is only an Isser Drabanan. Then we said that whatever a Yisrael can do with a kikar or tinok, you can ask a Nachri to do without a kikar or tinok. And some poskim even allow asking the Nachri to bring the body to Rosh Hasharabim, which Yisrael is not allowed to do Ali Dei Kikar Tinok, but maybe Amir Lenachri is even better. And then we said that even though you can't move a mace with a Kikar Tinok for the sake of Kohanim, with the family's permission, you can ask a Nachri to move the mace and could even be allowed to do Tiltul Menatzad on your own for the sake of the people who are remaining in the house. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.